Good morning, Dr. Shandy. Dating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2/7/23, Mrs. Monsees performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, to paragraph impression, moderate restriction, and obstructive lung disease without bronchial reactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stacey Schonger, S-C-H-O-N-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2/7/23, Mrs. Schonger performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree there was obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, in the paragraph. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Kelly. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 2/7/23. Mr. Kelly performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity. And compared to a study dated 6/12/18, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Norman Yao, Y-E-O. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 2/7/23, Mr. Yao performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/29/22, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on June Hall. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 2/7/23. Mrs. Hall performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been some deterioration, although optimal effort is questioned, period, and paragraph impression, probable, normal study with poor effort. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jacob Crowley. On 2/7/23, Mr. Crowley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction without improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/11/22, there's been no change, period, in paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan on 2/7/23. Mr. Brown performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 391 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%, period, of paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Six-minute walk test on Gene, J-E-A-N-N-E, Prowse, C-R-O-U-S-E. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2/7/23, Mrs. Krause performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94%, period. At 3 minutes and 31 seconds, she transiently dropped to 87%, continued her walk, and achieved 232 meters in 6 minutes. And at that time, her saturation was 92%, period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.